This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, one in the books, two to go. Still 2 hours of the big show. We appreciate you taking us along for the ride on a Thursday right here on 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in studio talking some Zion and some Duke, Carolina, amongst other things in hour number one. But obviously, we always still like to have some fun.
Yeah, it's always a good time on The Suspects. Hey, Barry, since you're working multiple jobs and not happy with your salary, maybe you should fake an attack on yourself.
First of all, when have you voiced that?
Who said I'm not happy with my jobs or my salary? Is that a thing? I mean,
he's just doing the joke because of the guy. What's the
name? I know, but you got to do better than that. You can't just be putting those words in my mouth if it's not true.
So swing and a miss?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much. Hey, this is Demetrius. You really thinking about buying that new Samsung, Barry?
Based on your Twitter, yes.
Have you seen this?
The fold, it's not a flip phone, but it folds out to quite the size screen, right?
It's a phone, a smartphone that folds more like a book. Mm-hmm. So you remember the old flip phone, you would fold it top to bottom, right? This new Samsung 10, whatever, the Samsung Fold, folds like a book, as if you were closing a book with each hand. If you had one on the left, one on the right, and closed it, that's how it folds. And then once it folds, on the outside is a screen. So you can just use that part as your phone. But when you open it, it's basically like a little mini tablet. Mm-hmm. Dude, I am all about that. Now I don't have to carry a tablet and a phone. Because I just started using a tablet at my shows for people to join my mailing list. I used to have a sheet of paper. And you could just, you put your zip code, your name, and your email address. You could join my mailing list, which is fine, and it worked. But you try to read drunk people's handwriting.
Well, that's smart.
It's never going to happen.
So I got a tablet.
Yeah. So I had an old tablet that I think I got for free when I bought a phone recently. So I just, or one of my old phones. So I thought, but this, that's amazing. Here's the catch. $2,000.
Oh, so you know the price.
$2,000. I'm like, I'll wait till like Gen 2 and then I'll get the Gen 1. I would spend $1,000 on it. I would spend maybe $1,200 because it is buying two devices. Mm-hmm. It is a smartphone. It is a tablet. It would be really cool if you could attach a little Bluetooth keyboard and mouse and maybe use it as a laptop with a little stand or something. That would be dope, especially like for writing. If I'm on the road and want to write jokes or whatever on it, I don't have to take my laptop. That would all be great. I would spend $2,000 on that for sure. But just to treat it as a phone and a tablet, $2,000's a little much.
Yeah, man, that's a lot of money. I mean, Lisa's always quick to wanting to upgrade the minute the upgrades are available. And she's like, it's a free upgrade. I go, free upgrade, but you're still paying for the phone. They just build it into your monthly bill.
Yeah.
And I just, once mine's working, if it ain't broke, don't fix it for me. I'm good with what I got, and you and I have the same phone. But, I mean, I see, like, when you're multitasking with it and using it for so many different things, I see how it can be a bigger deal.
What I don't understand is so the screen actually folds. Like the screen itself folds.
So do you see the
fold
mark?
How does it not crease? Like, yeah. That's what I'm curious about. And how is it not going to rip one day? That's the other thing that concerns me.
Well, that was the first question I was going to ask you. When it unfolds, is it seamless? The screen itself?
From everything that I saw, it is. But now that could have been just computer generated. But I mean, it doesn't show a line or anything unfolded. It just looks like a big screen, like a tablet.
It does look pretty.
And it's nice. And my other concern is how thick is it?
Nick just showed me every tooth in his mouth.
I hate you guys so much. But this is why I don't have a case on my phone.
Like
a
lot of people, Magic Mike?
I'm embarrassed to say I liked it. No. a lot of people will put cases on their phones, and I don't. I like the fact that phones are so thin now. Yeah, I like the fact that I can, I'll put it in my pocket, and it's not really like, it doesn't bother me. Like, Nick might as well have his wrapped in a suitcase. That thing is, it's like,
My phone?
Yeah.
It's pretty big. I got that Otter Box on there.
You got an Otter Pop, right?
Yeah. Otter Pop.
What?
It's an Otter Box, yeah.
Yes.
But it's like, it saved me. I mean, it just does not, you can drop it. You can.
Dude.
That's the biggest thing for me,
you
too.
You might as well be carrying around a guitar case. It's so big.
I mean, it's not, when you can compare it to yours without the case.
Yeah. It's like twice as...
It's bulgier. Like, it's bulgier because...
Yeah, this is not,
oh, wow.
Look, no matter what we say, just get over
right.
it. And no matter what we say, this is all going to end bad.
I'm not even going to talk.
But, I'm not even going to say anything.
I'll say it. Yours is twice as thick as mine.
Yeah, and that's why.
I'll say it. I don't care. I was swimming. My phone went swimming.
Say that just one more time. Joel, be quiet.
No. You're not getting it out of me twice. It's not happening.
I'll bribe you with a Diet Coke.
Just the once.
Unlimited Diet Coke for the next 2 weeks.
All right. Yours is twice as thick as mine. You owe me. I want five at the break.
Five? Damn.
You said unlimited.
Okay. Starting tomorrow.
No.
Okay. You got to go to Costco and pick up some Diet Coke.
I want 15. I want one a segment tomorrow. I want one a segment.
Fine.
Yeah. So bring 12.
Nick, I think,
and then I need two for the drive home.
I think
so
the marketing department has those outdated Diet Cokes that are past their due time. Just put those in the fridge for them.
Yeah. They're so old. They're faded. No. But I don't... So this, like, it's basically two phones. It's like taking two of these. I have the S9 Plus.
Is it that size?
It's unfolded.
That's what I'm saying. So each screen.
It's that thin unfolded, so then you would have to take two of these.
But is the phone itself any bigger? Is it going to be, it's just two of those?
Size. Yeah, it's like putting two of these side by side.
Okay.
So it's almost like a little mini tab.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I don't know.
I'm not going to lie. It looks super cool. But I don't think you should worry. I can't believe I'm defending the Android, but the Samsung. But I don't think you should worry about the folding part. I think they've $2,000. Believe me, there's been plenty of trial and error and research done to make sure that thing is functional. And I'm pretty sure there'll be a warranty in the event that it does break.
Well, now, see, I was the first to be on board with the Edge. Like, I had Gen 1 of the Edge, mm-hmm. and that was the curved screen and all that. And people were like, "Well, I'm going to wait and see how that goes and what they use it for." And they literally, I think, all of them now. They make as the Edge. And it's not like it's super useful. It's just it makes it a little thinner. And, you know, there's certain things you can do with the Edge that you don't do on other phones. Nothing fantastic.
Yeah, and I have it too. And it's okay. But it's not the main focus of why I have the phone.
Yeah.
But just every picture you've shown me of this new phone, it is pretty badass. I mean, for me, I'm more concerned about, like Nick, I'm more concerned about dropping it. Like if it slips out of my hand, it falls, like if Taylor knocks it off the coffee table, I know that with this case on it, that it doesn't shatter. Because I've had the shattered or the corner that shatters or whatever. And that's, nothing's more frustrating than me for what you pay for a phone and then you got to do the screen or if you have the warranty. It's such a pain in the ass to send it back and get another one.
What's trippy is that the outside of the phone, when it's closed, is a phone. And then when you open it, the inside is the screen.
So is there another screen on the backside?
Yeah. So basically, if you think about it, it's like it's got three screens. The inside, each half becomes a full screen when you fold it open. And then once it's open, on the backside, you still have what would have been the phone.
That's pretty cool.
Look, I'm gonna, if you want, App Area is funny. It's really hard to describe, but it's amazing. It's just way too much money. I'm going to tweet this out. App Area is funny if you want to take a look at it. It's badass, though. I could see this as the future. And that's what I like about Samsung. At least they're like, hey, you know what? You can just sit there and keep making the same thing, but they made the curved edge screens. They tried that with a whole curved phone.
Here's my suggestion.
Figure it out.
When you tweet that out, tag Samsung.
Oh, yeah?
And tag your phone provider.
They ain't going to do nothing.
Even if they don't give you one, they give you a discount. They made you. I'm just kidding. I'm just saying. I go back to what El Jefe just pulled off with a restaurant just by mentioning them in a tweet and getting a gift card.
There ain't no way I could afford it even if they gave me a discount. They're like, well, you don't know what that discount is. I'm like, oh, great.
Hey, and maybe they give you nothing. But maybe they go, this dude.
All right, I'm gonna do it.
Just try it and see what happens.
Okay, I'll do it at the break. App Area is funny. Go ahead and follow me if you want to see it. I'll have it all done because I don't want to do it on, you know, during the show. But
Nick's going to be like, hey, man, can you get me a case?
Yeah, how are you going to put an OtterBox on a phone that folds in half? That's going
to
be weird.
I'm sure they'll make something for it.
Yeah, they have to.
They have to.
Their accessories make them a ton of money.
See, when they first came out, OtterBox...
It'd be like more of a condom or something.
I mean, when they first came out, they had the competitive advantage in that no one really came up with something like that. Now there's like alternatives that are significantly cheaper. So I would imagine there's more people in the game. they're going to make some sort of Autobox for it.
I'm sure. $2,000?
I mean, come on.
This one should come with airbags for what it costs. Seriously.
Somebody invented something like that. I don't know if you saw this, but I saw a video of a phone that had airbags in it. And basically,
seriously?
Yeah. I'm not even making that up. As the phone, because you know you got that, I think they call it the accelerometer, which is basically, it's like just this, almost like you ever seen a level, like a construction level?
Yeah, absolutely.
Level? It's got something like that, right? The liquid. That's how it knows when you tilt it.
Yeah, the screen.
But it'll detect, it can detect a drop. And so on the way down, it detects that, and like a little mini airbag or little mini airbags deploy around the screen in the back, and it prevents it from. It's all a prototype thing, but I thought, well, that's badass.
That's someone forward thinking again. Yeah. So that's good.
Yeah. So there you go. Your phone will have airbags and open like a book one day.
There you go. Who'd that's your technology it? Segment in a nutshell as we continue to roll on, and we still got plenty more to get to. So as we continue to push forward, we want to remind you, too, that at 2:30, we will have our normal Usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge episode of the week, where we talk to people about giving you some more tips and ideas to continue on your weight loss and workout goals. So we've got a couple of trainers coming in. I'm sorry, athletes coming in from Vortex, so that'll be cool. And in the meantime, before we hit the break, I do want to tell you about the good people at Fitz Roofing. I'm telling you right now, people, with the rain that's out there today, you know that you might discover you have a leak in your roof. You've been maybe thinking about for a while upping the value of your house by putting a new roof on. But you're also a little leery because you know that there are deposit thieves and storm chasers out there that just want your money up front. And then once they get it, they do crappy work and then they head out of town and you just really have a hard time with the customer service aspect of the deal. Well, that's not going to happen with a business that's owned and operated right here in the Houston area. It's Fitz Roofing. They're a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master Company, and you're like, what does that mean? Well, only 1% of the roofers in the entire United States have the criteria to get that status. They got it. You need it. That's why they're there for you. And with that, they use CertainTeed Shingles, which are the best in the business. The bottom line, people, is the base warranties at Fitz are longer than your average roofer. That's saying something. And not only that, they have an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, 5-star ratings on both Facebook and Home Advisor. That means that they are going to do it and do it right. In fact, they are so confident in what they do that if you just call 832-521-3001 or log on to fitzroofing.com and set up an appointment, you're going to get a free, no-obligation inspection. That means they come to you, check out what you need to have done, and then they go away. If you want them to come back, you call them, they come to you, and they do great work. It's Fitz Roofing, FITZroofing.com or 832-521-3001. Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time.
Hello! To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on the Usual Suspects, heading to the halfway point in the show where we, of course, will have a couple of athletes from Vortex talk to us about tips on how to stay with your fitness goals and lifestyle.
Get you in shape.
That too. Are you going?
Today? No.
No.
No. I've got so many irons in the fire right now that I can't even talk about. I know for a fact I'm going to lose the weight loss challenge. Like, I don't have time to work out. I don't have time to really even eat right. It's all fun. It's all good stuff. But, yeah, like, right now, life is hectic.
At the end of the day, though, if those irons in the fire create s'mores, hey.
I would be good with that.
I'm tasty.
I ain't mad at a s'mores, I'll tell you that much.
There you go.
Rockets kicking off, is it tonight?
Yeah, they play in L.A. tonight.
NBA is back?
Yep, starting tonight. Doubleheader. TNT, big time. LeBron says he's already in playoff mode, which normally means when the playoffs start, he turns off all social media and he concentrates a little harder. Starts to make you wonder, why isn't he concentrating like that all the time?
Right.
But now, because they're in the 10 spot and it's going to be a challenge to get into the playoffs at all, he's going into playoff mode. Ooh, Rockets, if I'm you, I'm scared.
I was looking at the front page of the matchup. You're a little surprised Shumpert's day to day?
More than that, like, what the hell happened during All-Star break? Because going into the All-Star break, he was just fine, and all of a sudden, he's going to miss about a week.
Yeah, not good.
What are you doing, skiing? I mean, what is this, one of these cover-ups again, where it says he was playing ping pong and turned wrong, but it turns out he was, like, skiing and all of a sudden hit the wrong berm? I don't know.
Well, I think they're counting their days until they get Capella back. I don't know. Have you seen a date, either of you?
No, there's no date, but they're saying it's pretty close.
And they're saying it was supposed to be the first game out of the break, so it'll be interesting to see, because I haven't seen an injury report for tonight's game. But the rumor was that he was ready to go. He was traveling before the break, and that he'd be ready to go starting tonight for the final 25 games.
The injury report on ESPN, that's what I was using, says out.
Okay.
So I don't know if that means
that's that just status will be updated before the game with Mike D'Antoni.
What time do they update it?
So if the game starts at 7, then Mike D'Antoni will let you know at 5:15.
So what I'm saying is, so it's a 9 o'clock game tonight.
Oh, that's right. It's
on the West Coast.
Yeah.
So you're probably going to get it about 7:45.
Okay.
Correct. It's an hour and 45 minutes before tip-off.
Yeah.
If you were a gambling man, you betting he plays, or is it going to be a few more days?
I don't see any reason why he shouldn't play tonight, but I don't think that the matchup really scares you with any post players like it would on Saturday night against Golden State and Boogie Cousins. I think it'd be more likely to see him on Saturday night than tonight.
Okay.
And both games are on national TV. But it's going to be interesting. The thing that's frustrating me more than anything else, especially when you mentioned Shumpert, is the fact that they made a move to bring Edwards up from the G League to be on the roster because they're running short on some bodies tonight. This Daniel House thing, I am tired of egos and stubbornness getting in the way of a guy that is there, that doesn't have to be bought out, that doesn't have to be, you know, fought for on the open market, that could help you and help you now, sitting there because Daryl, or I don't think it's the owner, but somebody is going to be a little bit too proud to go in and make a deal that this kid deserves.
Do you think that it's more of a, are you maybe looking at it too finite? This might be a big picture issue. This might be a salary cap, luxury tax, making all the money work and having room to maneuver and add pieces on the buyout market kind of move, right?
No. This is more for the future of the
fact
that...
So you just think they're being stubborn? That
yeah,
it's not about money.
Because his agent got smart, which Daryl doesn't like, and the agent said, look, in the short time that he was on the Rockets roster, he not only was playing, he was starting, and he was contributing. So his agent knows he has value, whether it be with the Rockets or another team, going into free agency at the end of the year. So when Daryl made offers to them, it was either one for the rest of the season, because you're right, he does want cap flexibility. Mm-hmm. Or two, going forward, he doesn't want to make it. He wants all of the commitment to be on their end. So he offered a 3-year deal. None of it was guaranteed. And the agent said, look, he's already proven himself enough to where he should get some kind of guarantee. Because otherwise, what behooves him to say, this entices me to want to stay with you, when a Knicks team or another team out there can say, hey, at the end of the year, we're not only going to give you a contract, we're going to guarantee it for a couple of years.
Which I don't know if I agree with that sentiment. I mean, what has he really proven? His career numbers aren't great.
Previously, he has proved nothing. But in this season, he's proved that on a good team, he's fit in and started and done well.
They weren't good when he was here. Like, they were getting better. But, I mean, I think I understand why Daryl is saying, look, I'm not going to go out and just throw stupid money at a guy that had a good 3 months.
There's a big difference between stupid money and just a slight guarantee. And if you're talking about, because at the end of the day.
But who do you trust more? Would you rather have a guy like Daniel House, who in his career hasn't done squat until the 3 months that he played with the Rockets, or spend a little extra on a veteran that you know what you're going to get in the buyout market?
You still can do that. You can still do both.
Now that they're trying to get under the luxury tax.
They're already under it. And they're already going to be back over deadline. if they
spend money on both.
So it's minimal no matter what you do because these are all on prorated contracts. Right. So that, especially if Tillman has said he doesn't mind doing it, the commitment is on the guarantees. And if he's going to get a minimum level salary but at least has some guarantees, it's a win for both sides. When you take those guarantees off the table, that's when a guy goes, well, then why should I sign it? Because someone... Whether you believe it or not that the Rockets weren't good at the time, he was still proving he's an NBA player. Someone's going to give him a guaranteed contract next year, even if it's at the NBA minimum, and they're going to commit to him as soon as they can because they know whatever he brings to the table is better than what they have on their roster currently.
Okay. I mean, I guess we'll agree. Yeah. I don't blame, especially if Tillman's the one talking about luxury tax and you know, he said he doesn't mind paying it, but I could see there's a scenario where, look, I don't mind paying it for the right people. I'm not going to pay it for a guy who played 3 months and did okay.
It's one thing to say that you're going over the luxury tax because you're hanging on to, for lack of a, just for an example sake, you're hanging on to a Nene, or you're hanging on to, you signed Gary Clark to a 3-year deal with guarantees, and now he looks like he's a guaranteed G League player.
Which is, I think, their concern. You're going to do that again with health.
But James Ennis. You dumped James Ennis after you went out and made him a priority, and you were able to dump him. You are able to – Daryl has proven he can move the resources. If this is just a fringe deal, he can move a fringe deal. It's harder when it's a deal for a substantial amount of money for multiple years.
I would imagine that they're a little bit gun-shy. They've thrown some pretty ballsy money at a couple of guys that have – fallen flat and not done well. And you just used a couple of great examples. And for the record, Capella has tweeted out game day! Exclamation mark.
See?
So maybe he does play.
He's expected to play, and I guarantee you Mike will say, yeah, he'll probably play.
By the way, I know we got to get out of here. We've got our guests joining us next from Vortex. We've got Sierra and Caitlin. But I do want to give a shout-out real quick to Dr. Runberg. I said, I'm going back to the hospital, fight the big C. Keep it rocking. Wish me luck, man. All the best to you, Dr. Runberg.
Good luck, Doc.
Wishing you a quick recovery, sir.
Yeah, no
doubt
about
it. You got this.
All right, so we're at the midway point of the show. We're going to take a break, step away for a few minutes, then come right back. And as Barry mentioned, we're going to have some people that are going to help you with your fitness goals and moving along with the Usual Suspects weight loss challenge. That's coming up next. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 90 in the books, 90 still to go, the big show. It's the second half of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, Joel in studio, and we're joined now by two very special guests. They are Vortex athletes, Sierra and Caitlin. And we say athletes because of the fact that you folks know how it is. When you go to a gym and you see a trainer that's supposed to be helping you out and they look like they're not exactly in the best shape to help themselves, let alone help you.
They look like me. They look out of shape and sad.
No, Barry, they don't.
Frumpy, I believe, is the
word. Far better. But yeah, if they got a muffin top, you don't exactly want to learn about abs from them.
No.
Right?
You don't.
So with that being said, because, of course, with the weight loss challenge in full swing, we want to help you guys out. Sierra and Caitlin are here to kind of help us give you some tips that hopefully help you along the way. Thank you guys for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Both from Vortex, my spot of choice. I rave about you guys all the time. I work out there. It's been a while. I'll admit it's been a while, but I love going out there. Now, both of you guys are boxing athletes. You teach boxing classes, correct?
Yes. We both do RIP.
RIP. Yes, that's what it's called.
That's the class.
So here's the thing that I always talk about, and I want it to come from you guys too, because it's one thing if I talk about it, but a lot of people don't realize that boxing is a full body workout. They think it's just arms, right? You just throw punches, and we'll get to this whole butt boxing class thing in a second. But Caitlin, this is a full body workout when you box, right?
Yeah, you're using your full body when you're throwing punches. We also throw in different hit exercises. We'll throw in some squats, some burpees, all kinds of things to make sure you're incorporating your entire body.
Now, when you say hit, tell the people what you mean by hit.
High intensity interval training.
Which is?
Just you're going hard for 30 seconds usually. We'll give you a little break, but you're going all out for those 30 seconds.
Now, at the break, we were talking a little bit about boxing classes, and I always, again, that's the only thing I do there. I did one of the spin classes. My butt hurt. I'm not going to lie. Not the good way. Not like, oh, my muscles are sore because I worked it out. That's not my thing. But I love the boxing classes. And so, but you have said you teach a boxing class and a butt class. How do you punch with your butt? That's what I need to know.
Butt rip is something with totally different meaning here.
Yeah.
But if there's a butt rip class, we need to know what it's about.
What is this?
So this is going to give you an idea of what you're getting into when you come to Vortex. Whereas if you're here to just box, that's not what you're going to do.
Okay.
We're going to work out and we're going to learn the fundamentals of boxing. So my Wednesday class is like the best example of that. You actually have a band around your legs, and all the high-intensity work that we would do normally in the class, including burpees and things like that, they're all glute-focused. So our warm-up, you have this band around your legs. You're squatting, you're squat jumping, you're doing all these things, and then we're getting into boxing, but I'm going to tell you to do jab crosses while you're down in a squat. And then you're going to do hip bridges. And then so it's a lot more than boxing. You're going to come in there, you're going to burn calories. You're going to get a really good workout in. Your buns are going to be sore the next day. And it is for guys and girls.
Yeah.
The ladies love it. But the men, I mean, no woman wants to date a man with a saggy butt.
Well, so I was going to ask you guys.
And I know that married.
And I know women involved in boxing now is a thing and it's becoming more prevalent. But is it something that you guys focused on that you always knew you were going to be involved with? Or is it something that you kind of stumbled upon going, look, I've always been into fitness and working out and all these different things. But now I'm really focused on boxing. So how did you guys get involved with the boxing aspect?
So my husband is actually a pretty big deal, like in the fitness community, I guess you could say. And so I've always been, since we've been together, I've been really involved in the gym and things like that. And I've always liked to box for, you know, cardio and things like that. And so I was actually asked to do this when I was 9 months pregnant. So I was huge in the gym and they were getting started in Vortex. Yeah. And
you were teaching classes?
No, I wasn't teaching classes, but we started the process.
Look, if I walked in and my boxing instructor had a belly, and I wouldn't just assume pregnancy. I'd be like Joel was talking about earlier. I'd be like, I don't know if she's going to be able to teach.
Listen,
okay, so you weren't boxing pregnant.
You don't recommend that? I mean, you still can't. This type of boxing, absolutely. We will.
Your baby comes out mean.
We will modify stuff for pregnant ladies. I've had pregnant women take my class, absolutely.
That's
but they
cool.
were getting Vortex started and I was pregnant and our head athlete Casey was like, When you drop that baby and you get back in shape, you've gotta teach because I've just adapted this personality from my husband in group fitness where he's absolutely off the wall and it works during group fitness. So
That's
I take
crazy.
That a little bit from him and then Caitlin and I worked out together and Caitlin's an amazing boxer, actual boxer in the ring with people boxer.
Really?
And
punch Joel one time.
Like,
I want to see.
We're good. Nick is available during break.
I want to see Caitlin with your jab if you turn it over and you know, at the end, I was just punch him one time. Let me see what it looks like.
We'll take it up after.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. So you actually boxed.
So I played volleyball in college. So I've always been involved in sports. Went to Mississippi State, Hale State.
Okay.
And then I joined a gym down here and started boxing down here, and I would spar. So I never actually fought anyone to, like, who's going to win.
Sure.
But I would spar, and I was doing it every day.
She fought some scary people. It was fighting to me. It was in the ring, and they were punching each other.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I was very intimidated. But, yeah, so I did that for a while, and I love it just because there's so much more that goes into it than just who can throw a harder punch. I mean, you're thinking. You have to be putting your combos together in your head. You have to be able to play defense. And that's the one thing that people at Vortex, you don't have to worry about not getting hit back. You're just hitting a bag. So
yeah.
You don't have to worry about that aspect of it. But I love it. And I love doing it.
So you don't hit the people in there?
No.
I don't hit
anyone. We don't want to scare people off. We want to bring them in. Because
okay.
one of the things
just
that we talk
kidding,
about
guys.
Is a lot of people hate running. Some people, they look for that niche. Like, I need that niche that keeps me focused and also motivated. And if they hate to run, they're not going to get as much out of it. So you bring the aspect of boxing into this to say, hey, this takes your mind off of how long you've been going and what you're doing. And if you're into it, you get a lot more out of it, right. Don't you?
Yeah, and usually by the end of class, people are like, oh, that went by so fast. Mm-hmm. And you've done 45 minutes or an hour of it. And, I mean, it's cardio, wouldn't you say? It's full-on cardio.
It's good beyond.
You should be drenched by the end of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, if you don't quit halfway through like me and just lay down for 10 minutes in between. Well, now, the question I have, so I talk about it and I always, you know, the reads make me say things like, oh, it's a multi-sensory indoor. What it means is when the boxing class, there's music, there's lights involved, there's people screaming at you, but they're motivating you. You guys are getting the class involved. One, do you get to pick your own music? And two, what's the deal with the lights? How does that affect what goes on? Because I know that plays an important role in it.
So, yes, we get to play our own music.
Nice.
Which makes it really cool. Every athlete has their own style. So depending on what type of music you like, those are the classes you attend. And then the lights, everybody's used to taking spin classes where the lights are going and everything. Right. Our spin studio is phenomenal, I must say.
It is.
But they've incorporated that now into boxing. So it's not just you going into a place that's got a bunch of bags hanging and the music's going, the lights are going, the lights are down low. You can really go to town and not worry about people watching you.
The lights down low, I think, is a key because there are a lot of people that don't have a boxing background. I was fortunate enough, I was in the MMA circles here locally, so I knew a little bit when I got there. But a lot of people don't know, and they're intimidated by going in and learning how to box, and they're worried that people are going to be staring at them. There's places to hide, and the lights are low, right? Like, mm-hmm. You just go in, you could do your workout, and no one knows the difference.
And that's what I try to tell people, and especially my friends who are like, well, I've never boxed before. Like, I don't want to go in this. I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm like, look, no one's really going to be able to see if you're doing it wrong, except for me. I'm going to be walking around trying to help you. But no one else is paying attention. They're worried about throwing their punches. It's so dark. The energy is so high. Like, no one cares what you're doing.
Why is boxing good? Like, if people are out there listening, I mean, they could literally go buy a heavy bag. Why is boxing such a good workout for weight loss?
I would just say it's just the intensity level. You control what you're putting in. You get what you put in.
You're using your total body the entire time. And so in the beginning of our classes, for instance, we follow a guideline as far as people getting to know, like, okay, if I make it through this next 10 minutes, mm-hmm. I get to do core, you know, things like that. So there is a little bit of relief once you start coming to the classes. But you're using your entire body the whole time, and you get one designated break. So for 45 minutes, you are just in it to win it. So that's why it becomes this great workout where people are burning hundreds and hundreds of calories.
And that's the thing too, because a lot of people have said, look, either they don't have a lot of time because of their busy lifestyle and schedule now, or just they've heard that high intensity workouts over a shorter period of time are an easier way, or a quicker way, I should say, to burn calories and lose weight. And so it's kind of become that hip thing too as well. And this gets everything all involved in it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can come, like you said, a lot of people, they can come right after work. They can change in our amazing locker rooms. And I say amazing because they are absolutely gorgeous. You can change in the locker room. You can get in and get out within 45 minutes. We do a little cool down at the end, but you can really get you burn a ton of calories in that 45 minutes. Absolutely.
Now, they gave us links to your bios on the Vortex website, vortextexas.com.
And makes me a little nervous.
I was looking at those and so, Caitlin, I have yours up right now, and I'm, you know, it's pretty run-of-the-mill. I like punching things and doing high-intensity interval training, and then I see I like binge-watching Netflix and a smoosh cookie sandwich. What the hell?
Oh, my God, you've never been to smoosh?
No, what is that?
No, I haven't either.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so we just got one in the Heights. I think there's one in Rice Village as well.
Okay.
This is probably not good for the weight loss portion of this.
Everything
in moderation. Everything in moderation.
Okay.
But you pick your cookie. I mean, I think they have brownies and stuff like that, too. And then you pick the ice cream that goes in the middle.
Oh,
so
I'm like in.
Oh, you've got Barry locked in now.
We'll go. I'll take you.
You don't
get
these chins by not eating ice cream, okay? I'm totally in on the ice cream
thing. They literally have everything, too.
Really?
Like Nick was just talking about how much he likes Celine Dion, so he was hoping you guys would implement some Celine Dion into the boxing workout.
Listen, I'm doing a client curated playlist next week, so you tell me what you want me to play. I'll play it, but you have to come to the class.
I'm totally down.
I did one of the classes. I had no idea that it would work out this way, but Trey. Actually, he always does this where we'll be like, I all this estrogen in the room, because there's a lot of chicks. Like, I tell people when I do the reads, like, you're 4-1 if you're a dude and you go work out. It's not difficult on the eyes, right? I'm in the class. I'm like, bro, like, there's a dude in here. He did a whole class of R&B. It was, I never would have thought to work out to R&B. It was the best, most exciting workout to have some of that stuff playing. So that's good that you mixed it up like that.
So anytime I take his class, he always plays the oldest music ever. And I'm like, what are you trying to say? And he was like, I'm just playing to my audience. I was like, okay, great. Thank you.
All right, now, Sierra, you're not off the hook because we asked about the smush, but I have to know, I was looking at your profile on the vortextexas.com website. Guilty pleasure was watching the Shaws of Sunset. Listen, which is the
my
Persian,
wife can relate. My wife watches all these.
She knows what that
oh,
is.
Oh, absolutely. I've been forced to watch that show.
The Persian Kardashians.
It's they are the most ridiculous, outrageous, flashy. They're ridiculous. I don't even know how else to put it, and it is so entertaining.
It sounds horrible.
No, it's so good.
Like, why? Give me one reason why I would watch it, other than flashy and entertaining. Why would I want to watch the Persian Kardashians?
Because they're so over the top, but they admit to being over the top. Like, I feel like the Kardashians feel like that's the way that you live. Like, right. People just live that way. These people will tell you this is ridiculous that I'm wearing 16,000 gold chains, but this is what Persians
Mr.
do.
T's on there? No, okay, that was.
Yeah, no, like and that. I've seen That's it. And the thing is, it's like, you know, they say you see a car wreck, but you can't turn away.
That's exactly what
it is. It's exactly what it is, only it's a reality show. Yeah, my wife has watched it in the past.
Okay, well, I promise you I won't watch
Thank you for getting that one thing off of my
Right, mine too.
All the other stuff. Well, you know I'm not going to bring up the good stuff. No one cares about that. They want to know about the weird stuff.
So tell everybody how they can get in touch with you guys.
So you can find our classes on vortextexas.com, and you can find me promoting my classes Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 5:45 p.m. and Sundays at 9:15. This is Sierra speaking at Sierra Bookman on Instagram. Come follow me.
There you go.
And my Instagram is CaitlinRance_, and I teach on Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 5:15 a.m., and then Tuesday, Thursday, 6:45 p.m. and Saturday at 9:15 a.m.
So you're a morning person. You need to work with Nick.
I am a morning person.
He's having a little bit of a struggle with these early mornings.
Come see me.
Hate waking up.
Yeah.
Hate waking
Nick,
up.
Go. You have my permission to punch him. It's the first time in Vortex history you get to punch a client. Punch his dumb ass in the face.
See, just I'm off the hook. Nick's on the hook. That's how we do things around here.
There you go.
Ladies, thanks so much for joining us. And again, everybody, check them out at Vortex. They are great, and they're going to make you look and feel great. So we appreciate you guys stopping by.
Thank you so much for having us.
There you go. Before we head to the break, I want to tell you about the Houston Rockets. We talked about them playing tonight in L.A., but they're coming back home to take on the Atlanta Hawks on February the 25th. It's their first home game back after the break, and you could be there. They're running a great deal right now. You could be the first to welcome them home and catch Trae Young and the rest of the Hawks. And it's a mix-and-match Monday ticket promotion presented by Li Ning, where you purchase one all-inclusive ticket for as low as just $29. And with that $29, you not only get a ticket to the game, but you get one free bottle of beer, water, or soda, and one free popcorn or hot dog, and one free red or black Rockets jersey t-shirt. How do you go wrong? You can take the whole family, save some money, and not only just get into the game, but you get fed, you get food and drink, you get a t-shirt, and you get to watch the Rockets in exciting NBA basketball. All you got to do is go to Rockets.com and get your tickets today, and while you're there, check out everything else on Rockets.com. It is your one-stop shop for everything Houston Rockets.
ESPN 97.5.
Go, 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 shorty. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck, cause that's your birthday.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through hour number two, three-hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Thanks for taking us along on the go, wherever you may be on your Thursday. And, of course, another special thank you, shout-out to Sierra and Caitlin from Vortex for stopping in and maybe hopefully motivating you and giving you some ideas on a different way to work out. They were extremely nice and great and very, very good in their communication skills as well.
Yeah, well done. Good information. And again, it's a really good workout. Get out the Vortex. I speak highly of them because it's true. The beer man Greg said on Twitter, he's like, I bet the stream numbers just dropped dramatically. Yeah, we're not cute. We're not, no one wants to look at us. They go there to listen, But that's a completely different than what it was in the previous segment.
Yeah, probably for this segment, right. But last segment, it went way up, just like when we had Taryn on. I mean, we already knew what we were getting into.
Of course.
Yeah. I saw this funny tweet this morning because I was checking everything with the whole Zion thing and how people were still reacting and checking out Twitter. Tim Kirkjian, who we all know, and I think you and I are both fans of in the way he covers Major League Baseball, and he's been doing it for a long time. He tweeted out this morning, and I just caught this. I retweeted it. I was like, this is really, really funny. But he's down in spring training, obviously, and he tweets out, just now I was preparing to show my press pass to the incredibly kind and friendly security man at the clubhouse door. And he said, I don't need to see that. I know who you are. I've been reading you and watching you for years. It's great to see you, Peter. Oh, man.
Not good. Tim Kirkjian and Peter Gammon's not the same
person. No, not even close. And I mean, we would laugh about that. But at the same time, it's one thing even if it was someone here in this building. But we know how that goes. But that was funny to me because Kirkjian's been like, he is world renowned if anybody's a baseball fan.
Both of them are. Peter Gammon's is too.
Yeah, it's funny because Peter Gammon's I don't know if it was his choice or not, but he was on ESPN forever, and then he flipped over to MLB Network. But he's trusted in terms of anything and any that he puts out there about MLB.
Gammon's was always a guy that I felt like should have not been on TV.
I agree with that. I can see that.
I'm not judging, but sometimes, you know.
I mean, I think he kind of fell into it, though, right? He wasn't necessarily a TV guy. He was kind of like Richard Justice. He started off writing.
A lot of columnists that end up in broadcasting. Yeah. Stephen A. Smith. You can go right down the list. Even locally here, a lot of people, you can go through and say that that's happened. It's just, to me, you're right because of the fact that, one, he was already older going into the but then the way he talks is East Coast, and he's got a little bit of a.
I don't think we're on the same page because it has nothing to do with delivery or.
Okay, so where are you coming from?
So, like, if you look at a Tim Kirkjian, he just looks like a normal average dude. And Peter, for the most part, looks like a normal dude. But when he starts talking, you can see his teeth. And he's like, there are certain things about TV that you don't want to see. And man, it's a mess in there. It's just, it's not, it's like, I respect what he does. But sometimes when you're when HD came, you were like, oh, boy, that is not pretty. And I get it. There are old guys that don't have great teeth, but I don't want to watch them. I'll listen. I'll just look away. But I, like that for TV, with as many people as they put on who, I mean, let's face it. They go out and they try to get good-looking people to do the news. They try to get good-looking people to do the Sports Center. Like, I was just like, that's not good.
I mean,
good.
Locally, they get great people to do the news. But I mean, but here's the thing. Because
that's
I was
not
saying
my thing. I'm
the
like,
way
whoa.
Gammon's upper lip is and the way he talks, but you're saying you can see his teeth.
Yeah.
I'm saying with Kirkjian, what's worse? Because Kirkjian's got the voice of he's a small dude, but he's got the voice of a 12-year-old child sometimes, especially when he goes, Tim Kirkjian, ESPN. And it's squeaky and it's high-pitched. Oh, I know what he looks like. He looks like he got kicked out of the balcony at the Muppet Show. I mean, he's an older-looking dude.
Yeah. I love Kirkjian, though, because he's always in a good mood. He's always laughing. He's got great stories, great insight. And it's not like, ooh, when you watch him. But that's just me. I'm shallow and I'm mean. So what can I say?
What's Ken Rosenthal? Ken Rosenthal, and to me, and Tim Kirkjian are kind of same body type, same always upbeat, same positive, and always bringing great information that I'm a fan of both, and even Gammon's. But
we're just
going to
skip over the fact that he said same body type. No one's going to say anything about that.
They have the same body type. They're little dudes.
No one's looking at their body if they're broadcasters.
He's on TV, Nick. It's like Barry's looking at his teeth. I didn't think everybody's looking at the teeth.
Well, Nick.
That's a disaster of a picture.
He's on a yellow background and you can't tell.
You can probably, the camera over there could probably pick it up from your, look at that disaster of a picture if you can see the video stream.
Look, this is, I'm just trying to give some evidence to support my, because I'm sure people out there are like, Barry's a dick. Like, why would you?
Believe me, he's
like,
a penis. I've tried to book him before. He was mean to me.
He was mean to you?
Really?
Oh, well, then I hate this guy.
Believe me, I have no problem with you crapping all over him. Him and the Boston guy. What's the
Dan Shaughnessy?
Yeah, that's the other guy that was mean to me.
Who looks like an aged Beaker from the Muppet Show with the red hair.
If Gammon's was mean to you, he can go to hell. That's
these years ago. He just didn't want to do the interview.
And Shaughnessy's a guy hated it in Houston anyway because he always craps all over the Texans when they play the Patriots and the Rockets when they play the Celtics. And he's one of those guys that just enjoys ticking off people in other cities and boasting about and bragging about the success of Boston sports teams.
Somebody told me I'm going to hell for speaking ill of Peter.
What? Was it yesterday we were talking about the quiz for if you want to be a U.S. citizen? Well, Peter Gammons probably helped write the Constitution based on how he looks. Same kind of thing.
No doubt.
Looks like he's still got wood teeth.
Yeah, exactly. And trust me, I'm going to hell, but it won't be for that. It'll be for a lot of other things I've said.
Okay.
Yeah, it won't be for that. That All was right. mild.
We're getting close to running up against it, but our good friend Clarence is on hold. Let's get him in here before we head to the break. Clarence, what's up?
What up, guys?
What's up, man?
Enjoyed the last segment. Made me actually interested in going to Vortex. The best part about it was Barry talking about how butthurt he was. But the Texans, I was wondering, if they don't go and get Le'Veon Bell out of free agency, what do you think them looking at, dare I say, Mark Ingram, since he's going on free agent, they could get him at the quarter of a price? What do you guys think?
I think it's about value when you talk about the NFL. And, I mean, I'm not opposed to a Mark Ingram. He's proven he can play. I worry a little bit about age. I don't know how old he is now.
I thought he was younger than that. He's 30.
Yeah, that worries me a little bit. I figured he was kind of 29 to 31-ish somewhere in that range, and that worries me a little bit. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, Lamar Miller is actually younger.
Well, that's where I was going to go. We went through this with – first of all, I was going to say durability because Miller splits carries with Alvin Kamara.
Yeah.
So you already know durability might be an issue. And then secondly, isn't he exactly what Lamar Miller was when you got him? So at this point in their careers, are you really getting that much more out of Mark Ingram than you've already gotten in Lamar, than what you already have in Lamar Miller?
No, and just, I mean, although from a price tag perspective, SpotTrack has his market value listed at $4.5 million, 4.4. Would you pay that? Would you give a 2-year deal for $8.8 million
for
Mark Ingram?
Yeah, but is he your feature back or is he just one of your backs?
Well, that's just it. You're not going to sign Mark Ingram and keep Lamar Miller. You're probably not doing that if you're the Texans. Even though you've got a ton of money.
And that's where I go back to like which one gives you more value. At least Lamar Miller gives you the ability to catch the ball out of the backfield. Mark Ingram gives up all the catches to Kamara.
Well, you're going to pay $5.5 million next year for Lamar Miller. And then he's an unrestricted free agent after that.
I think if you don't get Le'Veon Bell, and like you said, the one point that has to be brought up here is you have to improve your line no matter what you do. But from the standpoint of one or the other, I'll take one more year at Lamar Miller if I don't get Le'Veon Bell than giving multiple years to Mark Ingram.
I'm with you. You take one more year at Lamar Miller at $5.5 million. You improve your line, and then you can make a run at a better back and an upgrade in 2020 because now you've got an offensive line that should be better.
Totally agree.
Yep.
All right, there you go. 2 hours in the books, 1 hour still to go. It's coming up next, 60 minutes on the clock. The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.